The Studio Cuts Podcast with Taylor with WRRV.
This is the Studio Cuts Podcast. Hey, it's Taylor from 92.7, 96.9, WRRV. And the Studio Cuts Podcast is where we interview artists that were featured on Sunday Studio Cuts, our new music show on WRRV. Today, we're talking with Des Rocks, whose new single, This Is Our Life, is climbing up the charts. Where are you right now?
I am in Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
All right, and you grew up in Queens, right?
I'm like a mutt of kind of a bunch of boroughs and Long Island. So I guess you could say that in a sense. I grew up mostly in a town called Rockville Center, Long Island.
Okay. Do you ever see yourself leaving New York City?
Only in a body bag.
You're a true New Yorker.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like a love-hate relationship. But in many ways, this is very much my home, and other places are nice, but it's just never quite the same.
I mean, you really are the true New Yorker. You were a pizza maker at one point.
There's like some lore going around there. I do very much enjoy pizza a lot, and I make it a lot my own. But yeah, that might be a bit of a stretch. But yeah, for sure, it's part of who I am.
What is your favorite pizza topping?
You know what? I'm gonna like really say some controversial stuff right now, which is no topping.
No topping. Wow. No extra cheese or anything, just regular cheese sauce.
You know what? I just love a plain slice more than anything in the world. And toppings, yeah, they're kind of like bonus, but like my comfort food, my tried and true, is just a plain slice.
All right. I think that's, I mean, you can't really go wrong, especially if it's like a $2 slice at a bodega, you're set.
Oh, for sure. Do you have a favorite topping?
Oh, I'm pepperoni all day, every day.
Pepperoni. I mean, pepperoni is delicious. It's salty. It's crispy. It's all those great things. And that's a very fine choice indeed.
I feel like pepperoni is the next most like regular answer of pizza topping choices.
Oh yeah, but there should be no shame in your regular game. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta wear that flag true. Like, the way I'm just like, you know what? Cheese slice. I bet someone feels the pressure to say something crazy for their topping. They're like, oh yes, I need the inside cheek of a pig's mouth. It's like, you know, it's like some fancy Italian word, and you're like, whoa, excuse me.
How did you get into making music?
I never really got into it. It was just something that I always did, and something I always wanted to do, to be honest. Ever since I was a little kid, I would just always gravitated towards string instruments, and I always wanted to play them.
And even if you didn't necessarily get into it, you've made a huge splash in the music world. You opened up for the Rolling Stones. What was that like?
It was surreal. It was such an unbelievably cool experience to just kind of be sitting in my bedroom and making these records all day and all night with my heart and soul, just kind of like alone and not knowing if anybody was going to really dig them, to have that kind of stamp of approval and to wind up on that stage, which is really where I picture my music being played all day. So it was an unreal experience.
Has the pandemic been really hard because you haven't been able to play live shows?
Oh, of course. But I don't think any more difficult than it has been for everybody else. You know, that's just sort of the unique challenge I've faced. And everybody has their own, for sure.
How did the name Filthy Animals come about for your fan base?
You know, I just started calling people Filthy Animals on social media, and they adopted it and made it their own.
You've talked about ensuring that your music follows a certain chronology. What do you mean by this, and why is it so important to you?
By chronology, you mean like a time order, so to speak, of like how... Yeah, I mean, I write a ton of music all the time, and it's like a big pot of influences that I'm always drawing from and using as like different kind of brushes and palettes in the painting. And for me, like, it's just so important that I curate the stories I want to tell and how I tell them in specific ways. So there might be a song on my debut album that I wrote 2 years ago, you know, or 3 years ago, but I just wasn't ready to tell that story yet, you know?
Yeah, and your music is really personal and vulnerable, and you talk about life and death often. What made you want to create music that covers those really heavy topics?
Well, as I talk to you right now from my studio window, I'm staring at about 1,000 tombstones. Yeah, I'm right across the street from Greenwood Cemetery. It's where I go for walks every single day to take little breaks. It's a theme that I think about very, very often, and that I'm always struggling with, and something that always comes up whenever there's some kind of personal tragedy or life experience. Somehow life or death are always entwined with those things. So I just kind of like write what I know and what I feel, and I feel like I would recommend that most artists do just write what they know and write what they feel, and that to me is such a major theme.
Your song "This Is Our Life" is huge right now. What is the story behind this track?
"This Is Our Life" is really just a culmination of a lot of different things that I was feeling during the lockdown. I strongly believe that art should reflect the time, and in many ways, like in rock and alternative music, we've gotten away from that idea. And for me, I wanted to create something that was just something you wanted to scream at the top of your lungs when you're just sitting there all alone every night. And I hope it's something that I can sing with people on the other side very soon.
And recently you released the video for your song "Pieces" off your album "This Is Our Life." What was the idea for the video?
The video was really to symbolize what the song meant to me. And the song is really kind of how the amalgamation of our memories and our tragedies can define us, or how they can't. So "Pieces" really drives home that sense of all the dark little things that make us who we are.
I know you just released your album in December of 2020, but can we expect any new music this year?
Yeah, so actually my debut full-length album is going to come out this year. I'm happy to announce that here for the first time.
Ooh, very happy that we get the exclusive info.
Yeah, the debut full-length, yeah. So I've just only done these kind of 5-song packages over the last couple of years, and I'm really excited to make this first one.
You're set to play the Shaky Knees Fest in Atlanta this year. Are there any other shows or festivals that you're planned for this year?
Oh, a whole bunch. I just can't announce it yet.
Oh. Can't get all the inside info.
Yeah, that I'm like really not allowed to announce. So, but yeah, a whole bunch.
So in essence, tours are planned, and we will find out soon enough.
Yes.
All right, my last question for you. My last question for you. If someone were to come to your area in New York City, what is the one thing they have to do?
To the area I'm in now, I know I'm known for my pizza, but Sunset Park, Brooklyn has the absolute best Mexican food on planet Earth outside of Mexico. So, yeah, you got... Oh, I don't even know if it was a food question, but I just had to go that way anyway.
No, I love it. What's the food item they got to get then?
There's a bodega around the corner from me. The address is 34th Street and 5th Avenue, and you have to go there, and you just have to get a burrito. It's unreal.
This might be some of my favorite advice that I've heard about New York City.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you're looking for the good spots, let me know. Hit me up. I'll tell you.
All right, Des. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and the Studio Cuts podcast.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Make sure to check out This Is Our Life by Des Rocks. And don't forget to catch Sunday Studio Cuts, a new music show featuring all of the up-and-coming alternative music hosted by me every Sunday at 10 p.m. on 92.7, 96.9 WRRV. Join us next week as we interview another up-and-coming alternative artist on the Studio Cuts podcast.